This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. The program, as always, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And what a program we have here. We'll pop out the top five lessons. Actually, we expanded it. I've got six that I'm taking out of week 14. What does it all mean? Like the Indy Colts. It's over for the Colts. We'll talk about that, the ramifications of all those lessons learned. We'll review, of course, here the week that was. It was another sister-kissing week, basically. We went 5-5, but we were damn close to hitting 80%. We'll check in on our props for this evening, of course, as week 14 wraps up tonight in L.A., as the Chargers take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The grinder, Tom Brawley, will join us, and we'll see what he has cooking for Monday Night Football. Then we'll make official picks, plus a Monday Night Special. You know me, at this juncture, I can't help myself but pop out a bunch of props here, and I've got six of them again for Monday Night Football, along with the Monday Night Special. We did go 5-1 on Thursday. Hopefully I didn't just curse myself. Do I like the props? I do, but I'm not saying I love them. This is not the greatest game to gamble on, quite frankly, but we got to do it because we're doing a show called Prop Points and we love it. And by the way, these games are craptastic for the most part. Thank God for gambling and thank God for fantasy football. The show, as always, is brought to you by Better. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge is turned into real cash. Download Better or visit Better now at better.app. And sign up, get a free $10, no deposit needed. And of course, make sure you're getting your Prop Points podcast wherever you get your pods. Well, let's take a look. Very least, we got it barely 1 yard. The best bet for week 14, we won by one damn yard. Now, is that lucky? Yeah, sure. I think it's a lot more unlucky to lose by 1 yard than to win by 1 yard. I mean, the man scored two touchdowns. He caught seven balls for 92 on 10 targets. He scored twice. He went off. That's kind of what I thought he would do. So we did get a little lucky there. I'll certainly admit that. Our guy Michael Cohen very wisely pushed out a clip of this show on Friday that I retweeted, and it was me for about 2 minutes waxing poetic about Zay Flowers. I really felt good about that one, and we crushed that puppy. I mean, he almost got it by 100 yards. I was on the VSiN tailgate show yesterday, very confidently pumping that one up. Now, here's a buzzkill. I almost came this close to going with Ty Johnson because I was feeling that, and we just missed it. Ty Johnson caught a couple of balls early in the game, but he did not get to 16 damn yards. Very frustrating. I was feeling that one. What did he get? 14. We're 2 yards shy right there. So that's the margin for error right there. 2 yards, and we're at 60% on the week. Very, very frustrating. Brenton Strange, by the way, this is how close we were to 8-2 or 9-1. Brenton Strange had a touchdown called back. Granted, they called it a pick play, but I don't know about that one. There's a couple ticky-tack calls being called out there. They called that puppy back, and they didn't need him, basically. And then Tim Patrick. Debo, I mean, this was kind of in the bag. He caught a couple balls early. He had like 26 yards. And then what happened? They quit. They gave up. They didn't do anything on offense in that shutout by my Minnesota Vikings. So that was also unfortunate. Devon Achane got hurt in the game, and we still hit it. So thank you to Devon Achane. I was talking about the explosive runs that the Jets are giving up since they traded Quinyon Williams. I know I did that on the tailgate show yesterday, and that played out because he hit a 39-yarder. I mean, I stepped outside and checked the box score, like 112, and he had 40 yards. I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Trevor Lawrence, we hit that, and that was close. Now, I could also argue that we had a good chance of hitting Jonathan Taylor, but Danny Dimes got hurt and did not play for the majority of the game. Jonathan Taylor had two catches in every damn game except for last week. And then Devin Neal, look, here we go again, 16.5, and we missed that by a handful of yards. So, like, you give us, you know, you give us three, like 7 yards, and we're 8-2. So, still a winning week though, and we have opportunities. We went 5-1, or was it 6-1? I can't recall. 5-1. Let's call it 5-1 on Thursday, and then 5-5 today. So we're 10-6 right now with 6 picks to go, and there it is. We do hit the Dalton Kincaid touchdown, but it didn't go well because freaking Isaiah Likely stole the Mandrews touchdown, by the way. Darren Waller, man, I'm shocked. Yeah, I'm actually shocked he didn't score. It was Jalen Waddle getting that cheap tutty. And then, of course, shout out to Zach Ertz. My man tore his ACL, so that's probably it for Mr. Zachary Ertz. So, obviously, that did not happen. Let's pivot. Oh, by the way, on the best bet record, at the end of the day, like, what's more important than the best bet, I guess? We do emerge victorious there, granted by 1 yard, but that does count, as do the losses. So we put the losses on the L column, so we'll take the dub. And we are now 10-4 on the season, 71%. Not too shabby. Top 10 lessons coming out of week number 13. Well, unfortunately, the Indianapolis Colts are done. In terms of making a deep run here, they'll do what they can. Riley Leonard, you know, did a pretty good job. The former, Duke quarterback, right, and Notre Dame. But probably not. He actually hung in there a little bit. Threw a pick, 18-29. But, I mean, it's a precipitous drop-off from Daniel Jones to Riley Leonard. They did not do a great job filling up the quarterback room, quite frankly. So this is a downgrade for everybody because, you know, they were a little tricky even with Daniel Jones because they have so many guys, Pierce, Pittman, Dowse, Warren. Well, we got to pull back from all these guys now, and we can't assume much from Jonathan Taylor in the passing game. Real quick for the Jags, another step forward for Trevor Lawrence in this offense. Brian Thomas showing some signs of life. I did like Jacoby Myers. The dude's getting it done every week nowadays. That's pretty impressive considering he was traded midstream. And we did get something from Tim Patrick, which probably cost us on Brenton Strange, but at least I got some signs of life out of Brian Thomas. Next up, we have Jordan Loves Watson. Sorry, I got to get that I love pun in there. And he does. Why wouldn't you? You know, I've used this term a number of times this year describing Christian Watson. It's kind of a rarity because we don't see it as much as we used to. Hell, it's even rare for guys to kind of emerge in season and ball out like this anymore. That's rare. But I always say the guy commands the ball. And if he does, like, I think I started it with Steve Smith for Carolina. I'm like, this guy's, he might be a short slot receiver, you know. And back then, 20 years ago, they were not doing what they're doing now, guys like that. But I'm like, I don't care. He commands the ball. You must throw this man the ball. That's what Christian Watson is right now. Catches all 4 of his targets. Only needed 4 targets to go over 89 yards. By the way, I do regret, I did add him to my top 5 prop list, and I did pop him out on the VEASAN tailgate show yesterday. I don't know why I didn't put him on the list Friday, but, you know, another day passed, and I wised up, and I got on board. And if I'd have done that, we would have, well, been 60%. But shout out to my guy, Bo Melton, who, of course, I've mentioned a million times. I grew up with his father in South Jersey, played a lot of sports with him growing up. Great guy, great family. I predicted good things for the Melton brothers, his brother Max, who was a second-round pick, and hey, they're hanging in there. And Bo caught the ball. Man, I knew it was going to Bo when I saw it in the air. I'm like, that's Bo. He's got it. Touchdown. So shout out to him. Not much else going on there. Next lesson coming out is, man, KC. You know, I've been beating myself up over my Minnesota Vikings, who did win 14 games last year and did have one of the best rosters in the league going into the season. But as bad as it's been for McCarthy, like bottoming out, it feels like they only have one fewer loss than the Chiefs. They're only a game behind the Chiefs and the Ravens. I mean, they're done. It's brutal. And I listened to Mahomes' press conference. I give him credit. You know, I really do think he does everything the right way. I know it's a little annoying when they're winning all the time and people are kind of rooting against him at this point, but Mahomes is truly great. He really is. But the rest of the team, not so good. You know what? I'm going to blame Andy Reid for cronyism. Because Matt Nagy stinks. That's my opinion, and no one disagrees. Let's move on. Broncos, well, they have too many horses because we got 212 yards to go around, and we're going to spread it around 11 receivers. Really? Really, Sean Payton? But this was a breakout game for R.J. Harvey. For the first time, he looked like a lead runner. And the Raiders on the other side, just repugnant. Brock Bowers does score, but very ugly. And then the Bucs got shucked. Tyler Shuck, baby. You can't stop Tyler Shuck. You can only hope to contain him. But maybe he has a lot of work to do as a passer. But he runs. He's got grit. And he might have a chance to be their long-term starter. No doubt about it. But I don't know what's going on with Tampa and Baker Mayfield. Maybe Big Mike can help. But they're kind of a mess. And they fall yet again. And I'm not even sure they're going to make the playoffs. But we shall see when Big Mike returns. They do have a lot of weapons there on offense. So they should be solid. And shout out to Shedeur Sanders. He is... I actually went in on a Jerry Jeudy prop, if you can believe that, and it hit easily thanks to Shedeur, who's also supporting Harold Fannin. So the Browns' passing attack is not dead, and we'll talk props for Monday Night Football on the other side here on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Thinking no sports? Then it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app to pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And when your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you do deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has year-round action on all your sports, NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, all your sporting activities, they're covered. Getting started is easy. You head to better.app, that's BETR, or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. And don't forget to prop in the promo code VSIN to claim your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. Better Picks, if you know sports, it's time to prove it. And welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. Monday Night Football wrapping up week 14, and I do think I know sports, and I hopefully will prove it today, by the way. And let's take a look at the data points and the like. We've got Opta Online, Opta AI, Propage. We've got fantasy points projections. So let's start with the quarterbacks. As always, Jalen Hurts, Mr. Struggle Bus, 193. That's sad. That's the number? Really? What is this, a leather helmet situation? Opta AI comes in at 209. Ooh, they're going way crazy over here. 209. 191 is where we're at fantasypoints.com. So we're actually under the number. LA gives up the second fewest passing yards per game, fifth fewest passing touchdowns. They have actually held quarterbacks to 16 or fewer fantasy points and 165 or fewer passing yards in five straight games. However, it's not a bad schematic matchup at the end of the day. He averages a solid 7.2 YPA with a 2.8 completion percentage over expectation against cover three and cover four, which they run at a 59% clip. He also runs a little bit against the shells, 15 carries for 94. Justin Herbert, obviously we've got the injury situation. I probably should have covered that real quick here at the top. Nothing of note here. Amarin Hampton, of course, we're all expecting a return. Justin Herbert's been limited all week. He's going to play with like a cast-like thing. I don't think there's a big danger of aggravation, but I am still a little worried about it. I kind of want to do his rushing prop, but I'm not going to do it. Spoiler alert. But anywho, 212.5 is a number. Opta, man, they're pretty high here. 246. They're coming in a lot higher than the line of 212. And then we are kind of in the middle at 227. He does average 7.8 YPA with an 8.8 completion percentage over expectation on 171 dropbacks against cover three and cover six, which you'll see about half the time against Vic Fangio. They do give up the, you know, they're kind of middling here, 15th most passing yards per game, but they do give up the fifth fewest passing touchdowns per game. That number is 1.5. If you go over, it's plus 131. I considered that one, but nah, I'm not going to mess around with it just because the matchup is somewhat challenging and, you know, the injury situation throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into the plan. Let's take a look at the receiving props here. We'll start with A.J. Brown. 61.5 is the line. Opta comes in at 57.7, which is, I mean, that's a little surprising. But not that surprising because over at fantasypoints.com, we're also higher. 58.7. So this one will probably be close as LA gives up the fourth fewest receiving yards and the third fewest yards per route run to outside receivers. Overall, it's a slightly negative schematic matchup, but against cover three and cover four, which they run at a 59% clip, he's pretty good. 2.24 yards per route run on 152 routes. By the way, he's been on fire. And the individual matchup, I think, is the most important thing here, and it's good. He's going to see a lot of Cam Hart, who gives up a pretty generous 0.35 fantasy points per route run. Devontae Smith, a.k.a. Skinny Batman, a.k.a. the Slim Reaper. 56.5. Opta comes in at 65, which is an 8.8-yard margin. We're at 59, so we're right in the middle there between the line and Opta. So this will probably also be close. These numbers are too damn good. LA gives up the fifth fewest receiving yards per game, 14th fewest yards per route run to the slot. They do allow the eighth fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game in the slot as well. The last 5 weeks, that doesn't necessarily bode well for Skinny Batman. Though against the cover three and the cover four, which they run at that 59% clip, he's still over 2 yards per route run, 2.01, which is a pretty good number. Next up, let's take a look at, oh, he's a good lad, Ladd McConkey, 51.5. Opta AI comes in at 57, and Fantasy Points comes in at 60.1. By the way, I am mostly Irish, so I'm allowed to make fun of the Irish accent, just FYI. Philly gives up the fourth fewest receiving yards per game and the fewest yards per route run to slot receivers. That's not great. He also averages 1.48 yards per route run on 140 routes against cover three and cover six, which they run, again, 49% of the time. Not great. We do have that rare white-on-white matchup, though, between him and Cooper DeJean. I'm looking forward to that. But I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling warm and fuzzy about Ladd McConkey. Next up, Aronde Gadsden. Philly allows the second fewest receiving yards and the fifth fewest receptions per game. So it is a tougher spot for the rookie. However, it is a good schematic matchup. He averages 2.88 yards per route run against the cover three and the cover six that they use at a 49% clip. The Bears tight ends did get six grabs for 54 with a tutty in the matchup last week. Keenan Allen, the best schematic matchup for a Charger is for Keenan Allen, who averages 2.38 yards per route run, 0.26 targets per route run on 107 routes against cover three and cover six, which again, they use at a 49% clip. Now, there is one negative here. You know, he could see a good amount of Quinyon Mitchell, who gives up just 0.19 fantasy points per route run, but the line is 36.5. Opta AI comes in at 45. And I think I missed getting the fantasy points projection on that one, but that's a pretty good difference. Actually, I think we're at 41. I think that's what it was. So we're kind of in between, but we're both fantasy points and Opta over this line of 36.5. Quentin Johnston, he's a pain in the butt. you know, big play guy, boom or bust guy. It's a little annoying. That's why I kind of don't even bother with him. 33.5. Although Opt.ai is way higher at 50.8. Maybe they're seeing, based on the alignment numbers, technically, based on those numbers, he should see more of Adoree Jackson, which is good. That's really good. Philly gives up the third most receiving yards per game and the fifth most yards per route run to outside receivers. And again, he should get the best matchup. I personally don't trust Quentin Johnson. I'm not going there. I know he's improved, but I still struggle watching him catch a football once in a while, though he has improved in that regard. Coming out, he was terrible. I thought he had some of the just an unnatural catcher of a football, basically. Dallas Goedert, I don't know if anyone remembers him, but I do because we lost a prop with him last week. My man's got two catches and fewer than five fantasy points in three straight. 30.5 is the number. Opt.ai is at 37.7. We're at 29.6. LA gives up the sixth fewest receiving yards, fourth fewest receptions per game, and it's not the greatest schematic matchup. He's averaging 1.34 yards per route run against cover three and cover four. We will get to a Saquon Barkley receiving thoughts later in the show, spoiler alert, but rushing props, Saquon at 69.5, Opt is at 64. However, fantasy points, we're at 79, despite no Lane Johnson. However, LA gives up the eighth most adjusted yards before contact, the eighth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the running game only the last 5 weeks. So I can see it. Kamani Vidal, 36.5, Opt.ai is at 35. Hampton, we're projecting, by the way, for what it's worth, 57.5. They did get run all over last week in Philly, and no Jalen Carter, which is obviously the biggest injury on the Eagle side of things. But I've noticed whenever a team gets run all over, they do tend to like shore it up just a little bit. So spoiler alert, I'm not going to be in on a rushing over on either one of the LA backs. The grinder, Tom Brawley, will join us on the other side. But first, if you missed it the first time, good news. We're giving you one last chance to score an unforgettable Vegas weekend at Circa Resort and Casino. Right now, the first 100 new VSiN Pro annual subscribers who sign up using the promo code CIRCA will receive a free three-night stay at Circa Resort and Casino January 2nd through the 5th, plus a day bed at Stadium Swim during the final weekend of the NFL regular season. You'll save 50% off the monthly price and get a full year of VSiN Pro, daily best bets, exclusive betting splits, and AI-powered props and more. Lock in your spot now at VSiN.com/Circa and use the promo code CIRCA. That's VSIN.com/Circa. Tom Brawley of FantasyPoints.com will join us on the other side of Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen, and without any further ado, as promised, we're going to go to the Progressive Guest Line to bring in Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder. He's on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. What is going on, Tom? Solid week here. A little frustrating. We had some really close losses, but, you know, some pretty good calls. How was the week for you?
My first real bad weekend of the year. 5-9 overall so far for week 14. So looking to bounce back here. Oh. It's been a bunch of winning weeks in a row so far this season. So I was due for a down week, but hopefully finding a good prop or two for this game on Monday night, and let's carry it over. We got 16 games again starting in week 15, so we got a lot more to player props to pick from moving forward. So I want to finish this little bit of a rough week on a high note here on Monday Night Football.
I feel like we got out of November pretty good, though. I mean, we did get some scoring here in the National Football League for the most part. But, yeah, it's always insanely close. You know, I lost – trying to think of the one that really hurt the most. That Devin Neal prop didn't hit. We missed that by, like, 2 yards. So you don't mess with these low-end ones, but I was really feeling Ty Johnson. He catches two balls early. I'm 2 yards away, and then he doesn't catch another ball the whole damn game. So, anyways – let's move onward and upward. You this is a tough game to find action from. We were just talking.
It really is.
Of course, I got six. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you have six props. I really struggled with this game. We got a lot of uncertainty with the Chargers backfield with Kamani Vidal and Omarion Hampton. We got Justin Herbert playing with a fractured hand, just had surgery this past week. Eagles are having their, fair share of offensive struggles. So I ended up going with Dallas Goedert under his receptions. Got it at -127 under 3.5 receptions. He's been kind of a non-factor in the passing game a little bit recently. In Los Angeles, if we look at what they do, they completely shut out tight ends. They're giving up only 3.8 receptions per game to the position, the fourth fewest in the league. I dug into the numbers. Only three times has a receiver hit four receptions or more against them so far this year. Two of them came from Brock Bowers, who we know is another tier above Dallas Goedert. He's basically sitting in his own tier at the tight end position. So he's kind of a unicorn. Tyler Warren is the other guy that's done it. So only two players have gotten to four plus receptions against the Chargers so far this year. Just looking at all the props, we know Jalen Hurts, his attempts are, right around 27.5, 28.5. So it's going to be a lower volume type of offense here. We've been seeing A.J. Brown get a lot of targets recently. Devonta Smith is also seeing a lot of targets as well. So Dallas Goedert has been kind of an afterthought in this offense. I don't think it's going to change tonight in this tougher matchup for him. And digging through the coverage stuff, Chargers play a lot of cover three, a lot of cover four. Goddard's only seeing an 18% target share against those coverage cells on his routes run. So not a whole lot of volume coming his way. Tough match up here. Digging through the game logs as well. Five of his last six games, three or fewer receptions. He's been stuck at two in three straight games. So it's looking like Dallas Goedert is kind of an afterthought in this offense. And makes a lot of sense. I could see them wanting to get A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and Saquon Barkley going. And Goedert is, kind of that guy that if everything else is working, let's get the ball to him. So I'm going to look at him under his receptions at 3.5.
Yeah, Philly -2.5 currently, I see. Total of 41.5. My question is, does anyone bet spread picks anymore? I mean, because I wouldn't. I have no thoughts there. I think these props are a lot easier. But any thoughts there?
I do picks for the website, John. It is not going well for me this year. I've had a lot of success in years past, but this is the toughest year I've had with the ATS picks. I mean, heck, that Las Vegas game, Las Vegas and Denver game.
Yeah.
I was
it's
on
a
the
joke.
Denver side of it, and we had a last-second field goal from Pete Carroll to cut it from 10-7, like he had some money on the game.
Yes.
So I'm really struggling with the against the spread picks this year, but the player props have been a much better avenue for me.
Oh, 100%. And by the way, it's not you, it's them. That's what I always say. It's not me. It's them out there in the National Football League because they stink oftentimes. Well, any lean or anything tonight? It's interesting. You mentioned Dallas Goedert. Aronde Gadsden. I almost took the under on him, but the schematics were pretty good. I actually went back and I looked before giving up a touchdown in their last game to Cole Kmet. The Eagles have only given up one touchdown. I mean, they went like 3 months almost without giving up a touchdown to a tight end. So I did lean on that under, but was there anything else that popped for you in this game that would be a lean?
Yeah, I definitely looked at that Aronde Gadsden too. Looking at the under there, two of the best defenses against opposing tight ends. For sure. So that was one I did look at. I kind of like A.J. Brown. We've always kind of looked at him as more of the man beater than the zone beater, but it's kind of changing a little bit over the last month
it
or
is.
So. He's looked really, played very well against the Bears on Black Friday. Chargers run a lot of zone defense, and the numbers are looking pretty good. 30% target share against cover three and cover four. 2.24 yards per route run. It's just tough to get much receiving yards going against the Chargers defense so far this year. So I ended up staying away from it, but he's looking a lot better here recently. He has been more effective against zone coverage. I would love to go in on some Saquon Barkley props. That's kind of how you have to attack the Los Angeles Chargers, but I can't do it. He has not, you know, this offensive line.
Yeah,
Saquon Barkley have not been in sync all season long. I've kind of just stayed away from Saquon Barkley props all season long. I should have been betting the unders all season because they've been hitting like crazy. But this is a spot where I was looking. Maybe I can get there, bet some Saquon Barkley over his rushing yards. But still, you know, they're still setting him around 70 yards. And I just can't do it with how he looks so far this season. So, yeah, those are a couple of the leans, but nothing I could quite get to.
Yeah, I looked into that. The numbers were not very encouraging. I even just went back and looked at like the last five games for Barkley on those man and zone runs, and then how the Chargers have defended those runs. It didn't look good. It didn't look good. However, at fantasypoints.com, we are projecting 79 yards for Saquon Barkley, and the line is 69, so that's not bad. But of course, no Lane Johnson. But spoiler alert, I found a way to be in on a Saquon Barkley prop. And spoiler alert, I am with the grinder on one AJ Brown. Well, before we let you go, Tom, any early thoughts? You are Mr. Early Bird Gets the Worm. Thursday night football, week 15, the Tampa Bay Bucks hosting the Atlanta Falcons. I'll imagine we'll have Drake London and Big Mike. Any early thought on that matchup, sir?
No, that's not exactly the most thrilling matchup between the Buccaneers and Falcons on Thursday night football. Falcons have been kind of struggling, a lot here recently. But I will be curious to see where they kind of put out the Evans props. He has had some success against the Falcons. It does seem like he's trending towards playing. Maybe it's time to start fading Emeka Ogbuka. He's really struggled over the last 5 or 6 weeks, and he kind of burned me on a prop a couple of weeks ago. So maybe it's time to fade him. If Mike Evans is back, Chris Godwin has looked better here. Maybe Godwin gets a little bit of a bump. I have to dig into the numbers here, but it does look like his routes are going up. So maybe that's an angle to attack with Chris Godwin. I can't imagine his prop's going to be too high, but and we always look at, I always look at receiving yards for backs against Tampa Bay's defense. So maybe Bijan bounces back a little bit and gets involved in the pass.
Sure. Yeah, that's good stuff right there. And we'll follow you on the X Machine at Tom Brawley over at fantasypoints.com. Good luck with that, Tom, or good luck with the play tonight and all your other plays. And we'll talk to you on Thursday for that Thursday night football matchup. On the other side, I'll make my official picks. But first, if you think you know sports, get paid for with Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less than your favorite player stats. If your pick hits, you win. New year. Users still getting the free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB. Play it all at Better.app. Download Better today. Use the promo code VSiN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. My official picks next.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Final segment here on a Monday. Thanks for tuning in to Prop Points. Time for me to bust out my picks. And yes, I am a glutton. Despite having a horrific showing last Monday, I believe. Yeah, last Monday was pretty rough. We did go 5-1 on Thursday, so I'm not afraid to throw out six props. Well, I'm a little afraid, but I do it because I like to give people a lot to work with. And like I said on Thursday, we went 5-1. The top five went 5-0, You could have done like a, is that even a thing, by the way, a five leg? I guess, right? I mean, you could have done a three leg and would have won. You could have done a four leg, you would have won. Not feeling amazing about these picks, but I do like them. And I got six, and I'm fully anticipating 4-2, quite frankly. So let's start with AJ Brown over 60.5 as the grinder. And we did not discuss that, by the way. We as we just discussed, though, he's doing a lot better against zone. He's doing a lot better in general. He's been kind of re-engaged. LA runs cover three and cover four 60% of the time, and he's pretty good. 2.24 yards per route run is good. 0.30 targets per route run is good. He'll see a lot of Cam Hart, who, I mean, it doesn't scare me at all. He gives up a pretty generous 0.35 fantasy points per route run. Not the best matchup for Dallas Goedert. And it's a little bit, his situation is a touch better than Devontae Smith's because, you know, they are pretty stingy in general, but I just think inside and Devontae is averaging fewer yards per route run against the shells that I just mentioned. So I'm going to give the slight edge to Brown in terms of it being a Brown game. What can Brown do for us? I don't care as long as he gets to 62 yards because that's a win. So we're going to go on that one. And over at Fantasy Points and Opta AI, they're right there. And they do come in under, but, you know, there's no AI here. I mean, this is human. So we get a little bit of a human element involved here as well. And I think AJ Brown's body language looks a lot better the last couple of weeks. Next up, I did some digging for this puppy, and I'm really liking it, even though he'll see a lot of Quinion Mitchell, and that is Keenan Allen. As I mentioned, he does have the best schematic matchup in the game, quite frankly. Let's see. Let me compare that to AJ Brown's. Yep, AJ Brown's at 2.24 yards per route run against the covered shells that he'll see about half the time. Allen is at 2.38. Against the covered shells that he'll see half the time. He will potentially see a little bit of Quinion Mitchell, but Mitchell is a corner who tends to play the boundary, and Allen's all over the place. You know, he lines up everywhere inside. He lines up at Z a lot. I mean, that's kind of his natural position. So I went back and I looked at Keenan Allen playing against Vic Fangio defenses because they were in the same division for a number of years. Well, 2019, the second game, which is when I started my search, he had six grabs for 68 with a touchdown on six targets from Phil Rivers. Remember him. 2020, he only played them once. Vic Fangio is the head coach of Denver. 12 targets, nine grabs, 67, touchdown, led them in targets. 2021, 8 for 85. 10 targets, led the team in targets, catches, and yards. Then 4 for 44 with a touch on nine targets, led the team in targets. Then in 2022, Fangio was a consultant for the Eagles. Doesn't count. 2023, Fangio was the defensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins, and Keenan Allen played the Miami Dolphins. He had nine targets, six grabs for 76. So there you go. Keenan Allen, 35.5. Jalen Hurts, I'm going to go over the rushing yards, over 29.5. He has hit 31 to 33 yards in three straight. So if we play this the last 3 weeks, he's got 22 yards in five straight. So he's running a little bit more. LA gives up the sixth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to quarterbacks in the running game only. They haven't really played, though. And this is why you look at the schedule adjusted, because they really haven't played many running quarterbacks. So that's number one. The last time they did, in terms of someone comparable to Jalen Hurts, it was Jaden Daniels way back in week 5. And Jaden Daniels had 8 carries for 39. So I'm going to go over there thinking that it'll be a little more of a difficult matchup when he throws it too. And, you know, they're coming off an ugly loss. They're on the road. They got to win. They got to, you know, do whatever it takes to win. And that will likely, I believe, mean Hurts takes off and runs a couple of more times. Saquon Barkley, I got to get in on a Barkley prop. Over 15.5. The odds aren't great. I found this at Fanatics, but it's not that bad. Once again, the numbers don't look incredibly encouraging, but they haven't really faced a lot of pass-catching backs. Actually, last week, Ashton Jeanty got 6 catches in the matchup for 30 yards on 8 targets. That bodes well. The week before, they lost, the Chargers did 35-6. So Lawrence didn't throw it much in that game. He only threw it 22 times. The week before that, Jalen Warren, I mean, Rodgers only threw for 160 yards, but Jalen Warren did get 2 for 21. Week 10, Titan running backs got 4 for 48. A week before that, the Viking running backs caught 5 balls. So I think we can get 2 or 3 grabs here. I mean, the books seem to expect 2. They got to get him in space a little bit more, get him the ball more creatively. I'm kind of smelling a wheel route here somewhere along the line. So we'll see about that. But that would be nice, because if it connects, then we hit that on one prop. Remember winning a Barkley over in like week 4 on a wheel route. I saw it develop in real time. I was like, there it is. He got it. And he got it. So we're going to go over there. And then I actually also went back and I looked at Herbert and his numbers. And Herbert is a guy who is not afraid to force the ball into tight windows. And this year it's causing him some problems. He's got an interception in 5 of his last 6 games. And you do have a couple of ball hawks out there in Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. So we're going to go over 0.5 interceptions. So basically we're going to go with Justin Herbert throwing an interception at -110 over there on DraftKings. So we're getting a little weird here, I think, but November is over, but I am going to go in on an under. I don't like doing it because I love Ladd McConkey like a son. Ironic. Here's the ironic world. This happens to me all the time. I moved to Georgia last year and I was on the phone with my realtor, and the realtor tells me, oh, you know, my son plays for Georgia. I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. I just interviewed Ladd McConkey 2 days ago. And she goes, that's my son's roommate. I mean, come on, what a small world. But Ladd McConkey is great, and I love him, and I loved him coming out last year, but I'm going to go under. I know I set up something to where it looked like I was going to go over, but I always thought that was a very fascinating story. By the way, the story actually goes even further. I sold my house in New Jersey to a man who has lived in South Jersey his entire life, but he also played football for the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, come on. Anyway, Ladd McConkey, a former Georgia Bulldog, and shout out to Georgia for the ass-kicking of Alabama in the SEC championship game on Saturday. But Philly gives up the 4th fewest receiving yards per game, the fewest yards per route run to slot receivers, and he averages a very poor 1.48 yards per route run against cover 3 and cover 6, and he will see a lot of Cooper DeJean. Stay tuned. After Prop Points, it's Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern, followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4. Then stick around VEASAN Prime Time with Tim Murray and Matt Humans starting at 7 p.m. Well, all we have left is the Monday night special, and we did get back on the winning track last week or Thursday with the alternative rushing total of David Montgomery. I think we're due for a touchdown special, and we're going to go for it with Keenan Allen. You just heard all the research I did about Keenan Allen being a little bit of a thorn in Vic Fangio's side. I think he'll be needed. Hopefully they can shake him away from Quinyon Mitchell enough. Don't love the matchup for Ladd inside. Don't love the matchup for Gadsden inside. Keenan Allen has the best schematic matchup. He's got a lucrative history against Vic Fangio-led defenses. So, your Monday night special for Week 14, Keenan Allen anytime touchdown at +350. If it hits, you are welcome. That was a Monday edition of Prop Points. We'll be back mañana for another show. Good luck with the plays tonight, and enjoy the game.